Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Yevamos Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, Yevamos 121. And so the Gemara tells us the following braisa on Kuf Chaf Aleph. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbana Nafo Amayim, if you fell into water, Ben Sheyesh Lahem Sof, Ben Sheyin Lahem Sof, Ishtu Asura, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is at the position, if a man is lost in a body of water and we assume he drowned, so if it's a water, whether or not this water has an end to it, i.e., whether you can see the limits of the water from all four directions, or whether there is no end to the water, means it's a sea, it's a major sea. In either case, the woman is going to be prohibited from remarrying. That's the position of Rabbi Meir. Whereas the Chachamim disagree, and the Chachamim say, "Mayim sheyesh lahem sof," if it's a water which has an end to it, and so therefore you see that that the husband has not come out from it, then ishto muteris, and the woman will be allowed to remarry, because we say that you wait the amount of time and he doesn't come out from there. But sheyin lahem sof ishto asur, but if the water has no end to it, then the wife is prohibited, because we're going to say that there's a possibility that the man has come out on the other end, and so therefore we have to be concerned that he's still alive. And the Gemara says, "Hey chidami mayim sheyesh lahem sof." What's the definition of water that has an end to it? It says, "Abaye kol sha'omed veroa me'ar baruchos." If anybody who stands up and is able to see the water in all four directions, we're going to say that this is a water that has an end to it, meaning, say, you see the boundaries and under those circumstances, and you see that there's no way that the person would have come up from the water, and so therefore we're going to say that, like, for example, if it's like a cistern of water, and you see there's no way he could have come out from there, then you're going to assume that he's dead, and she's allowed to remarry. And the Gemara tells us a story about what is the definition of water that has an end to it or not. So the Gemara says, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Gamliel. It's a very powerful story that Rabbi Gamliel says, Pamachas Hayisi Mahalech Basfina. One time I was walking along on, I was going on a ship, I was traveling, Isi Svina Achash, and I saw that there was one ship that broke. And I was concerned, because I knew that there were great Torah scholars in there, and I was specifically concerned about them because I know they were on the ship, and I was very worried that they drowned. Manu, and who was this Torah scholar who Rabbi Gamliel was worried about? Was Rabbi Akiva. And so Rabbi Akiva was the one who was on this ship, and Rabbi Gamliel was especially worried about Rabbi Akiva, who was on that ship, and the ship capsized. And Kshaliti biyabasha, and when I came to the dry land, Bav Yashav Adalafanai Bahalacha, there was Rabbi Akiva, and he was sitting and talking in halacha to me, and he was teaching me halacha. Amartigo, I said to him, Bini Mihaelcha, who's the one who brought you up from the sea? So Amarwe, he said to me, Daf Shal Svina, there was a ship, and in the ship the ship broke, and so therefore there was a board. And there was this board that I found, this dominantly. I was able to grab onto this daf, to this board. And as a result of grabbing onto this board, I was able to float. The whole galva gal shabawai, and every wave that came upon me to cast me from the daf, from this board, nianti lo roshi. I lowered my head. And as a result of this, I was able to survive the wave by hanging onto the daf. So this, and Rabbi Gamliel responds, Mikan amru chachamim im yavo rishayim ha'adam yinane lo rosho, that from here we learn that if wicked people come upon a person, meaning if this person is concerned that he's going to be attacked, he should lower his head. He should not challenge them, lower his head until they pass over him. This powerful Gemara, people attribute that Rabbi Meir Shapira, that when he started the Daf Yomi, he took inspiration from this passage, that since we're saying that when you're in the sea, when you're lost at sea, and there's the whole world is attacking, and you're worried you're going to drown, hang on to the Daf. Hang on to, here in our Gemara, literally means a board, but it means the Daf Yomi. That if you hang on to the Daf, then you'll be able to survive the waves that are coming upon you, and you'll be able to hold on to the daily Daf as a way of floating in the face of danger. More than that, it's not just that the Daf is able to hold on to you, because the Daf is not enough. The wave is going to come upon you and attack you. So what do you have to do when you hold on to the daf? Niantigu Roshi, says Rabbi Akiva, I lowered my head. And what's lowering the head? The lowering the head is the sign of humility. And if Rabbi Akiva is the one who has to have humility, how much more so do we also have to have humility? Rabbi Akiva, the greatest of the Tanaim, the one who was who had the most scholars, the most students, and if he understood that it's not enough to have the daf, that with the daf, with the holding on to the daf, you have to have humility, how much more so are all of us required to have these two principles in order to survive the being lost at sea in the sea of life? We have to have the principle of holding on to the daf, of holding on to the daily page of the Talmud. But coupled with that, we have to have the Nianti Lu Roshi. We have to lower our heads in the face of these dangers. And so that's why if there's dangers that attack us, you have to lower your head. And so Rabbi Gamliel responded, Amarti Ba'usa Shah, I said at that moment, Kama Gedoam Divrei Chachamim Shamru Mayim Sheishalam Sof Muteras Mayim Sheinlohim Sof Asura. I said at that moment, how great are the words of our scholars who said that if the water has an end to it, it's permitted, because then they can't survive. But if there's no end to it, then she's prohibited, because perhaps the husband will survive. And meaning to say that, if we're in the water of life that has no end to it, we can survive, but only by holding on to the daf and lowering our head.